SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on a bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad, see the broken ain't a bad apple with a bad attitude, hang around, bunch of bad, outer bad, take bad, lie bad, do bad, bro, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Appalachia. Right across the river to the woods from where Granny loves the fall foliage because she likes to snap tubes of Jack the Ripper Hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags to wreck some traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up. She do it on the fat party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess. This time's a tatter. My brain splattered all over Manhattan. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, so does Carver High, but I like it. Yeah, yo, should do bad. Oh, woo, woo. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mafia is running it. I'm guessing with, I am your father, Luke, or Preston Pearson. I can't keep track of all these people. It is Luke. I am your father. The Astros beat the Rangers 8-5 in a good one last night at Globe. They were up 5-0 and closed the door. They trailed 2-1. We got Altuve, Jack, and a shot, and we got Dusty Baker as well. How about game 4 tonight? Same spot in Dallas, Arlington, Globe, Stylin'. We got D-backs manager Torrey Lovello. He knows it's going to be tough slugging with Philly. Philly and Arizona going at it in the desert. Game 3 of the NLCS. By the way, Nolan Arenado's streak of 10 straight third base gold gloves, it comes to an end. He's not a finalist. Morenci will join us this very hour from Vancouver and get into everything going down tonight on the board. Jags visit the Saints on Thursday Night Football to open up Week 7 tonight in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. We welcome our radio affiliates. It's Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Thirsty Thursday. Good to have you with us, Sirius XM Channel 159, our satellite partners all over the Southern Hemisphere. Of course, Sports Byline and their radio affiliates out of San Francisco, D-Pack, holding it down for us. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. Near to ya wanna, do ya wanna? Anyway, Trevor Lawrence, of course, dealing with this knee, hoping to be out there. We'll hear from him. Dennis Allen talking about the Saints. They got to score more. Their offense sucks. And we'll break it all down. The unders, Carver High's tutties, Justin Herbert on the Chargers' sense of urgency. Yeah, like they lose every game they play. They're taking on the Chiefs this week at Arrowhead. Have fun with that. Josh Allen doesn't like when people rip Ken Dorsey. Who cares? Buffalo at New England at Gillette this Sunday. In the 4 o'clock hour, we got it all with the mad scientist, Warren Sharp. Sharp football analysis. We'll talk about the Thursday night game. We're going to talk about the NFL scoring being way down, record lows in a number of stats, while record highs and sack rates. More D this year. Bad offense, bad games, bad numbers, bad beats. You name it, we're going to get into it with him. Plus, we'll talk about all the props for tonight. Then we'll talk Atlanta, Tampa, Arizona, Seattle. He's got some props on some players in that game. And he's got an Atlanta-Seattle teaser rocking. He'll talk Green Bay, Denver, you name it, Pittsburgh and the Rams. We're going to talk about Kenny Pickett. We're going to hear from him talking about the bye week, good for the Steelers. And Mike McDaniel doesn't care what people think. Anyone can run his offense. Miami and Philly going at it. This week on Sunday night, Deshaun Watson isn't sure he'll play on Sunday. Watson did practice today for the first time in weeks. Cleveland and the Colts. Baker Mayfield expect the Bucs to bounce back. They're taking on Atlanta. Dan Campbell knows it's tough to stop Lamar Jackson. Tyson Bagent dreamed of playing in the NFL. We've got that for you. Devontae Adams unhappy with his decreased role with the Raiders. Nothing like getting that guy upset. Honestly, like, is he not your best player? Is he not the guy that everybody wants to see play every week and you're not going to give him the ball? What is wrong here with it? Honestly, Josh McDaniels, Mark Davis. Did you see Mark Davis with the WNBA team last night? God, I hope I don't ever have to watch him holding up a Super Bowl trophy. He couldn't lift the trophy over his fat arms. Did you see that? He couldn't even lift it over his head. I'm just saying, because I'm like a jerk like that. MVP odds, odds to win the AFC, odds to win the NFC, Super Bowl odds. We got all of that for you today. Plus last night, how about the game with Florida International and Sam Houston State in Tejas? Double overtime in the Florida International Panthers. Get it done. 33-27. They were down 27-20 in the first overtime. Got a nice pass down to the one. Then first and goal from the one. It took them four cracks. On the fourth crack, they barely got in. The refs mulled it over and gave him the touchdown. Then they got the ball back first play. Floater into the corner of the end zone for the tutty and the win. They stopped Sam Houston on fourth down and sacked the quarterback. That was all she wrote. New Mexico State was tied up with UTEP on the road at sevens at the half. Then blew them out 28-7. I hit both games. The spreads, styling. Mafia is my witness. Thursday, tonight, the games. Rice at Tulsa. They're both 3-3. JMU 6-0 at 4-2 Marshall. It's going to be thick. Saturday, Penn State and Ohio State of the Shoe in Columbus. You got to be kidding me. It doesn't get any more delicious than that. Tennessee and Bama and Tuscaloosa. Michigan under investigation. Stealing signs. Uh-oh. They must have learned something from the Astros. Michigan going to Spartan Stadium in East Lansing to take on Sparty. Duke and Florida State. Utah and USC, Clemson and the Kane Day in Hard Rock. We got all the games. Central Florida and Oklahoma and Norman. Air Force and Navy. Air Force doesn't have their quarterback now. Rutgers and Indiana and Bloomington. Washington State at Oregon and Outson. South Carolina goes to Columbia to take on Mizzou at Ferret Field. Minnesota, Iowa, you get it all. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Texas, and Houston. Virginia taking on North Carolina and Chapel Hill. Ole Miss going to Auburn. That'll be thick. Texas Tech at BYU at Lavelle. TCU and Kansas State in Little Manhattan. Army and LSU in Baton Rouge. Arizona State goes to Washington at Husky Stadium, and Stanford hosts UCLA. Plus, we've got Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, to get us ready for Thursday night as well. All the intel, injuries, heading into the late portion of the week as we get ready for Pain Day Sunday games. The Senators destroyed the Capitals 6-1. Speaking of destroying, the Wings were down 1-0 on a Malkin goal and then lit up the Penguins 6-3 last night. We've got games tonight. Toronto's at Florida. The Panthers' home opener. Vancouver at Tampa. Nashville and the Rangers at the world's most famous. The Kings are in mini. Vegas at Farellapeg. The Blackhawks go to Rado. Boston's at the Shark Tank. Plus, Calgary, Buffalo. Edmonton's in Philadelphia. Arizona at St. Louis. Dallas and Anaheim and Carolina, Seattle. The Aces, as I said, won the championship in four games. Asia Wilson, the MVP. Jordan Poole dropped 41 last night for the Wiz against the Knicks at the Garden. And the Warriors win on a Curry late dagger. Are you ready to roll? It's time for Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Everybody knows that. Do you know that the app is free? The SportsGrid app is phenomenal. It's the greatest app in, like, the industry. Of all, like, apps, all sports apps. It's better than anything ever. It's free. It's on iOS and Play Store for Android. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High and Pharrell. Get every clip that we do all week long. It's got stats, stories, videos. How about odds, in-game odds? It has it all, the SportsGrid app. Go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see the many platforms that were available on SportsGrid. Everybody's talking about us. Also, the BetMGM 1500 first bet offer is phenomenal. On top of the app, like, these two things, they're in concert with one another. They're amazing. Look at it this way. Like, you're a new user of the app. You're like, I want to get the BetMGM app. So get it on iOS or Android in the Play Store. Boom. Open an account. Put 10 in. Start betting. Let's say you bet 1,000 on a game and lose. You lose the bet and you're like, drag. No. When the wager is settled, they're going to give you 1,000 in bonus bets. Up to 1,500 in bonus bets when the wager is settled. If you lose, you get the money back. That's what that means in Portuguese. You're going to love it at BetMGM. Check for terms and conditions. One other thing, Carver High, before I bring you in here, very important. Louis Oosthuizen, 41 today. Plus Brad Doherty, 58. Webster Slaughter, 59. The real deal, Evander Holyfield, 61 today. So happy birthday to y'all. Happy birthday to y'all.
Yeah. That's okay. You got the good ones in. That's all that matters. You got
That's
the
all that matters.
Matter. Everybody else doesn't matter. Everybody else's birthday today, you know,
it is what it is.
You're out. Chopped, as we like to say. All right.
You know whose birthday it was today?
Ooh,
I forgot to mention. No one will understand this on this network. I'm going to say it anyway. Our boy, Jamie Eisenberg.
That's our boy. Yes.
Yeah.
Used to be a Friday night special
right.
back in the
for
day
years.
During football season for a long time. No doubt about it. We have a lot going on today, including all the football, which you'll do with Warren Sharp, etc. And we have two playoff baseball games today. The championship series, guy. I figure we go to that first because one of them starting at what, 5 o'clock East? Just after 5 o'clock East, we got a double header, double dip with the baseball. So let's do that first. Astros beat the Rangers last night, 8-5. They get themselves back in the series now, 2-1. Texas with game four tonight. Max Scherzer, Scotty, returned for Texas. Hadn't pitched in over a month. Wasn't a great outing. He gave up 3 runs in the second inning, and then Jose Altuve said hello to him in the third inning on Astros radio.
This one's clubbed left field and deep, going back to Varus, still going back, it's gone. That's how you do it. Left center field for Altuve, 6 rows deep. 4-0 Astros, and it's Altuve's turn.
So on Monday, when I was here with you, I said that here's what's going to happen. I said they're going to go beat Scherzer in game three, no matter what happens on Monday. They're going to go beat him in game three because he gets lit up every time he pitches now, because he pitches once a month at best. And he's always coming off some kind of malady. He's always got some kind of injury that's holding him back from all that money he makes. He never pitches. And then when he does, he gives up home runs and he gives up 4 or 5 runs every time he pitches. That was the easiest money I ever made in my life last night. Mafia is my witness. I bet it. And not only that, Javier's a badass. This guy never gives up jack in postseason games, playoff, World Series. He is money. And I think they planned it that way, Mike, that they would go with him on the road in game three, knowing how great he is. That was their plan from the jump. Verlander, and then they skipped him and went to him in game three in case they were in trouble. Now they're back in it. One other note I'm hearing now coming in from the Spew newsroom. It is, Luke, I am your father's birthday as well today.
Wow.
This is unbelievable. Get him a birthday cake and candles and some whiskey, Scotch whiskey.
How about that? So big day all around here, that's
big
for
day.
Sure. I want to give you Dusty today, not so much because he's going to talk nice about Altuve. I mean, we can't stand Altuve, you know, forget him. But Dusty's such a pro, and he's been doing this a long time. How about Dusty, while he's talking about Altuve, still being able to keep the toothpick in his mouth, Scotty, while he's talking
impressive.
About Altuve? This is why Dusty is a pro and been
Very
around
impressive.
For a long time.
Well, you know, he comes to play, and he comes to play every day. And you'll see him look bad on one at-bat, then he'll pop you the next at-bat. And, I mean, this guy is one of the best playoff
got it all under control.
Players of all time.
Now he
and,
figured it out. He's like, oh, man,
you know,
I came out here with this
fans
toothpick in my mouth.
Houston, love him. He's a fan favorite. And, you know, you just
Not
enjoy
anywhere
watching,
else outside of Houston.
Watching him play every day.
Fan favorite.
Listen. This is one of the coolest guys I've ever met in my entire career. Dusty Baker, when he was the Giants manager, I used to go to hockey games with him and party with him. He's cool. He likes to go out and live it up. He likes to have a couple. He's cool. I hate the Astros.
Rangers and Astros will play game four tonight. That is the second game with the baseball just after 8 o'clock East. It will be Jose Urquidy and Andrew Heaney to start this one. Rangers are -115. Astros -105. How about this, Scotty? This is I've never seen this, I think, before in a playoff game. A flat 10 for a total tonight. A double-digit total in a baseball playoff game. Very rare.
Well, I think it's because you and I, and I know he's been a lot better with Texas, but you and I have been making fun of Heaney for years that he gets lit up. And I have, you know, no idea what our kitty's going to do tonight. But I do know this. They're unbeaten at that ballpark. They've won 7 times there and in a row. And they've won 17 of 20 games on the road. This team loses at home. They're sub 500 at home all year. But on the road, they're like the best team in Major League Baseball. They destroy everyone on the road. They destroyed them last night, and they're going to do it again tonight. It's going to be more of the same. Like last night, my boy was on the over, and I was like, I just bet the Astros. I'm on the Astros. That's all I know. He goes, they're going to score a ton of runs. And they did, right? So I think it's more of the same tonight, Mike, with these two pitchers.
I agree. I like the Astros tonight. I was saying it yesterday when you were out. If there's a team that I'm not worried about down 2-0, especially going on the road where they've been so good, it's this team, especially with all the playoff success that they've had over the last 7 years. So I think they even this thing up at 2-2. And then the Rangers are going to need to get a game, I think, that game 5 at home tomorrow. Try to get back to Houston up 3-2. All right, we have the Phillies and the Diamondbacks, which is going to be the first game coming up just after 5 o'clock East. After you talk to Gabe, Scotty, I will give you a couple things on that, including the numbers. You're going to have Ranger Danger Suarez against Brandon Pattiff tonight. And the Phillies, they look like the train that nobody wants to get in front of right now when you talk about what the Phillies are doing.
Listen, how can you bet against them? Seriously. They tear the cover off the ball. They hit 4 or 5 home runs a night. Like, they look like they're going to go win the World Series to me. I mean, at this point, there's nothing stopping them, right? But, you know, Texas, that was their first loss last night. Philly hasn't tasted it. You know, they've lost to the Braves once. They've won every other game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for Sports Rage. You catch him every night at 10 Eastern until 1 in the morning on Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, all of our affiliates. And you catch him with Uncle Futrelli on Pain Day Sundays, in-game live all access at 1 o'clock for the 1 o'clock NFL games every weekend. Morenci joins us every day on Coast to Coast because that's the way it should be. And then I want to start with your blue, your Mason blue. Having problems with the popo. It looks like the federales are after Harbaugh and the Mason Blue.
I got to tell you what, the NCAA are all over Harbaugh, like the Department of Justice is all over Trump right now. They're coming for them, Scotty.
Right.
And Harbaugh refused to sign, you know, basically, long story short, he could have been suspended for 4 games by the NCAA. All he had to do was admit that he lied to them and or that he committed the violations that he was accused of. He refused to do it, and now, like, they're going to war with him. They're like, okay, but just to let you know, we're going to accumulate. We have more evidence, and we're going to accumulate more stuff, so to speak. So they're stockpiling a bunch of minor violations. I don't know what this one about. That they're stealing Rutgers' signs. I don't know if Michigan need to steal Rutgers' signs, Scotty.
Right, they covered against them.
Yeah, they covered. It's like, okay. Hey, I don't mind. It's pretty clear, though. I think Harbaugh's like in Belichick mode. Harbaugh's going to do whatever it takes, Scotty, to win a damn championship, bro. I think he's going to win a championship, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up back in the NFL one day again. But not until he brings a championship back to Ann Arbor. That's his goal. Win a championship and then win a Super Bowl. You know the dude's obsessed with this.
Yeah, I think so. I always thought he'd go back. Do you think they'll handle that piece of wood in East Lansing Saturday night? I think it's 24.
I tell you what, you know this. Weird things happen in this rivalry. Remember Michigan flubbed the punt? They were punting the ball in. The ball went over the head. There's been weird things that have happened. It's pretty crazy. Sparty had beaten Michigan a lot over the years. All right, like 10 of the last 15 times, actually. But things have turned once again. And don't expect Michigan to let up. This is a small number, actually, Scott. I'm surprised it's not more. I mean, Michigan, you know, they're routinely winning by 35-42 in Big Ten play right now. Yeah, it's an in-state rivalry. Don't look for them to take the pedal off the metal. I'm surprised it's only 24. I'll gladly take the 24 in this game. And in past years, I've been worried about this matchup, Scott, but not this year.
Yeah, so the games last night, FIU was crazy. Double overtime. They had no business winning that game. They were up, and then they gave the lead up. Then in overtime, Sam Houston scores. It's 27-20. They throw a ball down to the one, first and goal. It took them four plays to score. On fourth down, they score. Then they get the ball back, throw a floater in the end zone, win the game. Unbelievable. They sack them on fourth down and stop them and cover. They were getting 5.5. They end up winning. When they're down 7, I thought I was toast. I hit that bet. And then New Mexico was tied at the half, and they blew out UTEP in the second half and covered as well. What did you think of those games last night? Did you bet them? I hit them both.
Yeah, I did. I missed out on the Sam Houston State game for whatever reason. I thought they would win this football game. Never bet on an 0-6 team laying points, I guess is the moral of the story. I was on New Mexico State, but what I think about these games, Scotty, is I can't help but think that when I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to look back and I'm going to say, man, I spent a lot of time, man, of my life, like watching Sam Houston State and UTEP play football. Like, you know, man, these are hours of my life I'm never getting back, Scotty. You know what I'm saying?
Are you watching, James? It's true. And I was watching last night. You know what I said to my buddy in the middle of the game? I went, honestly, this is like a high school game. What is this? Is this high school football?
Let's just be real. Like, if it's Saturday, we're not betting these games. I know we said, we look at every game on the board. It's like, dude, I don't know. If I'm looking at, like, Saturday, it's like, you got Penn State, Ohio State. Oh, yeah, let's look at this Sam Houston State game. But, hey, God bless them. They're playing in the midweek. But I got PTSD from this stuff, Scotty.
I do better in those games than the big games.
You do. Bring on the Mac. I'm used to this midweek Mac stuff, this midweek Sun Belt stuff. I'm getting the belt. Right now. But yeah, man, I don't think I ever want to hear Middle Tennessee State, Western Kentucky, Sam Houston State's name ever again for the rest of my life, man. No offense
but tonight,
to anybody tuning in.
Tonight, James Madison's really good. They're 6-0. They're going to Marshall, who's 4-2 in Huntington, West Virginia. What do you think of that game? It's been 3.5 all day. And then Rice at Tulsa, that's now 3.5 as well. Tulsa laying, and they're both 3-3. What do you think of these two puppies tonight?
You know what? It's pretty crazy to say. Like I talked about it last night, and people chuckled when I said, you know, Rice and Tulsa is a pretty big game, actually. At least for them. They're both 3-3, like you said. Talking about going bowling, there's something about this Rice team. With now JT Daniels, Scotty, I mean, we're talking about a 5-star blue chip quarterback that's bounced around the college system. And, you know, he was at USC, he's at Georgia, he's everywhere. And he finally, all right, I'm going to be the starting quarterback at Rice and let's do this thing. They've been pretty competitive. I like this Tulsa team as well, but I got to take both points tonight, Scott. Come on, man. I'm not getting in front of Marshall as a home dog. God bless James Madison as being undefeated so far. They played some close football games. Marshall are dialed up. They're going to be lit, bro. You know, you and I talked about West Virginia. These kids are already, like, spitting tobacco and you know, like keg parties.
Swallowing the spit.
They're smoking bongs. Like, they're going hard right now up there. Give me Marshall. We are Marshall plus the points, baby.
So tonight you got more of the same, ALCS, NLCS. I love betting against Scherzer last night. I cashed that. You got the Phillies and Diamondbacks coming up here at a little bit past 5 o'clock Eastern in Arizona. And what do you think of that game? And then the night game is the Astros down 2-1 at Texas.
Too bad you and I are doing a show right now, Scott, because I'd love to take you to the game, and it would be on me. Tickets are going for $9 in Arizona. What? You can get into the building today for $9. Come for on. The record, StubHub only goes as low as $6, Scott. So in other words, like StubHub takes about? $3. StubHub takes $3. So scalpers, like guys with tickets, are literally getting $6 a ticket right now. They're like, oh, give me $6. Like, really?
Why?
Right? You got to be. I don't know if it's because it's during the day or it's just apathy. I don't know. I tweeted out. I said, I think they only care about beating L.A. Beat L.A. They beat L.A. and they think that they won. It's over. I swear to God, look at Twitter. It's blowing up all over the place. So Philadelphia fans are flying in. It's cheaper for them to fly in Arizona, sit behind home plate, than it is to go to a game in Philly. So with all that being stated, I still think Arizona. Listen,
come on,
Philly are going to win this series, Scott, but I'm taking Arizona today. If
taking
they're
going to
win the
today.
Game, it happens today. Yeah, if all it's right. going to happen, it happens today.
I don't have any faith in them against that lineup. That lineup is ferocious. Every guy that comes up is a problem. Stotts, all of them. So what about the Astros? 17 of 20 on the road they've won, and 7 straight at Globe.
Man, I was riding the Rangers, Scott. I was 7-0, and every time I take the Rangers, and I've been doing this since because they win every day. I'm like, man, they could lose. They're not going to win every game. So I finally lost with them last night, but I think Houston are the play again tonight. I don't know how you feel about this, but I think this is a streaky, baseball streaky. Houston, you know, you look at the pitching situation tonight. I think the Houston Astros probably win again. As you stated, they freaking own them. This is one of these deals where the road team might win every game.
That's crazy. All right, so let's talk about Bourbon Street tonight. You got Thursday night football with the Saints hosting the Jags, and everybody's waiting to find out about Trevor Lawrence's knee. I got to be honest with you, with or without the knee, that defense of the Saints is going to be a problem for him tonight in New Orleans. They've never won there, the Jags, and he's had two colossal failures there as a college quarterback. He's lost there in two giant games in that building.
Memories.
He's nothing but Ofer there.
Bad memories in the Superdome. I'm taking the Saints as well. Obviously, this is going to be a close game. You and I do all these Saints games every Sunday, Scotty, and they're the same thing every week, 18, 17, 17, 16. Right? There's always these really close games with the Saints. One thing about the Saints, guys, 6-0 to the under on the season. Let me repeat, 6-0 to the under on the season. Why overthink things? Let's go with the under in this football game. Jacksonville, put some points up on the board. Their defense has created turnovers. I think they've caused like 15 turnovers, most in the NFL this year. They're good at that, but I'm expecting a pretty low scoring. I look at this game, Scott. I think it's like, 1917, 2019. I think it comes down. It'll be really close.
39.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm getting a 40.5 right now. I'm going under the numbers, Scott. I'm going to buy a half point, make it 41. Give me the under, baby. Give me the Saints as well.
All right. Well, I like that type of thinking. You got some stones at least. Are you looking forward to any game this weekend that's on the top of your mind? Chargers, Chiefs, is it Miami, Philly? What is it?
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that Miami and Philly game Sunday night football. I don't see how we're not going to get a fun track meet into the 50s in that game, Scott. I like the over of that game. Curious to see how the Detroit Lions do at Baltimore. This is a big game for them tonight. We got a full slate of NHL hockey tonight, Scott. I like the the Vancouver Canucks period. You're like, why wouldn't you? This team's unbelievable, huh?
Right.
All they do is win. But Vancouver, yeah. Scott, came out slow against Philadelphia the other night. Rick Tocchet really ripped them for the slow start. Look for them to come out hot tonight. We're going to take the Canucks in the first period today.
All right, great stuff. Marenzi, I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the games tonight, buddy.
Thanks, Scott.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver, hi. We'll wrap up the baseball here before we get into the Thursday nighter.
Yeah, let's do that, of course. The Diamondbacks and the Phillies will play Game 3 out in Arizona in just about an hour and a half, right about there, just past 5 o'clock East. And it's funny, you and Gabe were talking about the tickets and how cheap they are and how nobody's going to be at the game, and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, first pitch in Arizona. I actually saw, Scotty, some guys, a little zany radio bit this morning in Philadelphia. A lot of the guys at WIP, they started a thing where all the Philly fans are buying the tickets, like the cheap ones, the $15, the $20 tickets, so that Diamondback fans can't buy them and there'll be nobody in the seats. Like in the upper, they're buying them just so that the seats stay empty. Like that's what they're doing now in Philadelphia. That's how crazy they are this morning trying to screw with the Diamondbacks. So that must be a lot of fun. Here is Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovullo. We haven't heard from him much. It's been tough for them. The Phillies are hitting tons of It's been tough. The Phillies are hitting tons of home runs. What are we going to do here? Are we going to try to outslug them? Maybe find some other ways to beat them? Here's Torey.
Teams that have out-homered their opponent are 17-2 now in this postseason. Do you feel like you have to out-homer them to win the series, or do you think you can scratch across?
I obviously, with you making that statement, I will definitely agree with you. It's like having a team full of three-pointers, right, against somebody that can only shoot twos. It happens quick, and it builds up quickly, but we're built to beat you in a lot of different ways. We're built to compete every single night in a lot of different ways. So whatever recipe we can order up, we're going to try and find a way. When it's working very well in every area, as we have seen through the course of the postseason minus these two games, we can outpoint you. We can outslug you. It just hasn't been working either way.
Yeah, it hasn't been working at all because it was, you know, 15-3 in two games.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been working so far for them, that's for sure. Really not much offense cooking for Arizona. They will try to get some going at home here this afternoon against Ranger Danger Suarez, who's also been pretty good for the Phillies. I mean, everybody talks about Nola and Wheeler. Those guys get the juice, Scotty, but you go back to last year and even the two starts he's made this year, Suarez has been good. For the Phillies starting these games. Brandon Paddock is going to he beat Strider twice. I mean, that's pretty good right there. Brandon Vatiff is going to go for Arizona. This is minus 125 for the Phillies, plus 105 for the Diamondbacks, and a flat 9 total this afternoon.
Yeah, listen, far be it for me to get off of that horse. I just went Philly the way they swing those bats. They're just so dangerous. Only craziness will beat them, like some kind of crazy game with errors and, you know, wild plays. That's the only way I think they beat them, because I think Philly's got them right where they want them.
I think this is over. Maybe at the most gentleman sweep. I don't think this goes back to Philadelphia, Scotty, for a game 6. I think this thing ends in the desert. That's just how well the Phillies are playing right now. I think they win tonight. I think they hit more homers. I think they would beat this guy Paddock off tonight. He's in for a long, long afternoon against those Philly bats. So there you go. Phillies and Diamondbacks starting very soon. They released all those Gold Glove finalists yesterday. Nobody particularly cares. I'll tell you this. Nolan Arenado's streak of 10 straight third base Gold Gloves will come to an end. He wasn't even a finalist. Just unlucky for Nolan Arenado.
So let me just, one other thing. I want to go back to this real quick. Is that, you know, remember when Trey Turner was apologizing and buying billboards and stuff? And then he was like, I'm so sorry that I suck. And then now look at him. This guy's hitting a home run every time he plays. He's making plays. He's the most dangerous threat on the bases. He drives pitchers crazy when he gets on base and he's at first base. I mean, they go nuts throwing the ball over to first base. They're so worried about him. He throws them off their game. He throws the catcher off his game, the pitcher off his game. They don't know what to do with him. And then the other guy is Schwarbaum. How about this fat ass? This guy walks up to the plate. He looks like a Humpty Dumpty. And then every time he swings, he hits a home run. I mean, he looks like Babe Ruth. He's so fat, and he looks like he just drinks beer and eats pasta and goes down to pass for a steak, you know, sandwich. And then every time he comes up, now every time he, like, goes to the plate, I'm like, he's going to hit a home run.
When you get a standing ovation in the ballpark for going from first to third, you know, like the other night, he went from first to third on the one hit, and the whole place started going nuts, dugouts throwing things around. Like, they're all excited. That's when you know, like, it's homer or nothing for Big Kyle.
Homer or nothing.
That's all right. Homer or nothing for Big Kyle. He don't like running around those bases. I mean, that's not for him. I mean, he just wants to hit the ball over the wall.
He's
and
the dugout. He's like heavy metal. He's headbanging.
Yeah, they're a tight-knit group, man. They really are. And I think it's their year. Losing in it last year, coming back, it just feels like Phillies.
It
certainly does right now. All right, let's get to tonight. With the football side of things, we covered the baseball, and NFL Week 7 starts as well. The Jaguars, Scotty, visit the Saints in Nolens at the Dome. Of course, Trevor Lawrence banged up his knee in Sunday's win against the Colts. Talk all week is he going to play? The latest up to the second update, Scotty says, that he's expected to start tonight pending a pregame workout. He has reported improvement in his mild left knee strain. Here he is the other day saying he hopes to be out there.
I'm going to do everything I can to be out there. I feel a lot better today than I would have thought, so I like how I'm progressing, and you know, I'm going to do everything I can to be out there on Thursday.
How limited are you with the brace and just doing practice, short week, all that kind of stuff?
You know, I mean, it's a short week anyway, so physically we're not doing much. You know, you're trying to get your bodies back ready for Sunday, regardless of if there's an injury or not. So hasn't affected me a ton because we just haven't done too much. So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to be smart about it, trying to protect it as long as I can, and just trying to take care of it and try to put me in the best position to be able to play on Thursday. So, I mean, like I said, I've been working out and trying to strengthen everything else and keep my body in good shape and all that. So I'm doing everything I can, like I said, to be in position to play, and we'll just see how it progresses the next couple of days.
So, look, I don't deny that this guy is dangerous, and I don't deny that they're a good team. They're starting to play good football. They're starting to, you know, win, and they can play defense too. So they're a problem. One of the issues, as I said earlier, that I have with this team is that they don't do well in this building. They've never won there, and this guy's never won there. And I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes you just got to ride the bocce jinx. I mean, they just don't win in this building. So I don't know what it is. Every time they go there, they lose. So I think the Saints offense is terrible. I really do.
Me too.
I think their defense is awesome. They only have one problem down there, in my view, and it's their offense. And I'll tell you what, both teams have problems up front. Both of them are missing two starters on the offensive line. So one of them is going to break because of that. Because if he's got a bad knee and people are coming after him and attacking him with that Saints defense and they get to him and rough him up, it's not going to be good for his knee or anybody. And then the other side, they're missing two. And if they get in and take Carr's head off, that'll be that. Their offense already stinks. I mean, that has been their problem. Every game, they can't even score points. Like, their defense carries them. That's all there is to it. So, like Morenci said, the under. I'm down with that. I still like the Saints.
Yeah, under is going to be the play for me as well. As you mentioned, their offense has been abysmal. Here is head coach Dennis Allen. He'd like to see some more points, Scotty, particularly in the red zone, where they are one of the worst in the NFL when it comes to getting in to the end zone. Here is Allen.
Look, when you're not scoring down there, okay, there's a lot of factors that go into that. Can we call better play calls? Yeah, we probably can, you know. And yet, I think if we execute some of the play calls that are called, I think we might see some better results. So I don't think I don't think anybody can pinpoint that to one particular area and say that's the issue, that's the problem. You know, I think we're all involved in that, and I think all of us have to take ownership in that.
Listen, I think this guy, and I have bashed this guy previously many times. I never thought he was much of a coach, but I think that he's actually making progress down there. I've noticed that, I mean, they're formidable. You play them, you got a game on your hands because of that defense. So I'll give him credit that he seems to me, at the very least, that he's out of my doghouse. And not that I know anything. I'm just saying, I never liked him. All he ever did was lose. I've never liked him as a head coach. All he does is lose. Now he's showing signs to me that they're figuring it out at some level, at least on one side of the ball. If they could get this other side ironed out, because they have talent. I don't understand. Kamara, Olave, they have all these guys that can make plays. Thomas, let's see him make plays. You got a quarterback that can make plays. We've seen him make plays over the years. It's beyond me why they don't score.
Saints have now gone to -2.5. 40.5 is the total. For me, it's all that stuff, Scotty. And also, I think this is the end of a really tough stretch for Jacksonville. They played 2 weeks a row in London. Zip back home, played the Colts, and now, bang, 3 to 4 days later, they got to go on the road again, play in New Orleans. They've won those other three games. I think that this is a night where you might see the Jaguars. Not to say let down. Nobody obviously lets down and doesn't try, but I think this is going to be a tough night for them. I think the Saints are going to win.
Yeah, look, I feel like I hate that number. I'm more money line at -135. It's not that pricey to me, any under. Like, I'd rather just bet them to win any under. It was one, now it's 2.5. It's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Unders, of course, have been the flavor if you're betting totals in the NFL, that's for sure. Last week, unders were ridiculous. I think it was 12 or 13 out of the 16 game. Now, 56-36-1 on the year, 61%. Saints are 6-0 to the under so far this year, and they're actually on a 12-game under run that goes back to last year, Scotty. So all these games, 12 straight Saint games to the under. And what do? You want to jump on the train, or you want to go after it? You want to get in front of it? I mean, it's a tough line to walk.
How does that go for people to get in front of trains?
Yeah, it usually doesn't go very well. I'm on the under tonight. I think, like you and Gabe were saying, I think it's a 19-16 game. It's something like that in that ballpark.
And they're always in these 1 and 2 point games. So that 2.5 scares the hell out of me. It really does. But I'm not getting off of that under.
We can, even though we like the under, we could maybe get a couple tutties tonight. Maybe. I think it's a big ETN night. No matter what, whether Lawrence plays or not, I think they're going to give ETN the ball a lot, +115, Calvin Ridley, Olave, and maybe Taysom Hill tonight. They are getting Jamal Williams back as well, Scotty. He's been out since the beginning of the year, so they have Williams and Kamara now both in that backfield. Maybe that helps the red zone offense for the Saints.
Well, let's hope so. And, you know, I haven't seen, to be honest with you, am I crazy? I haven't seen Olave do anything this year. It's about time he starts catching.
He had the one touchdown. The other time we picked him, he scored against the Saints, against the Patriots. That was the only touchdown he's got. Go to the well with him again.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mike, I got to tell you, if there's one team that I'm sick and tired of betting on and counting on because they never come through, it's the Chargers. I'm done. I can't take it anymore. I bet on them the other night, and I'm done with it. I'm done with them. They suck. They never win. They never win anything that matters ever. And this guy
never
is overrated. That's just all there is to it.
I'm tired of this guy being put up there on that elite tier
of
quarterbacks in the league. He's not there yet. He's very talented. He's not there yet.
So are you.
Top of the mountain with these other guys. They play the Chiefs this week. Is there some urgency with the Chargers now, 2 or 3? There better be. Here he is.
There's a sense of urgency regardless of the week, whether it's week one or whether it's week 6 or 7. Guys are wanting to win, and I think that's the most important thing. But panicking isn't going to help anyone. And whether it's 0-5 or 2-3, panicking won't help. And so to understand that guys are showing up and they're going to give their best effort, and we're going to do everything we can to win this game. And that's the most important thing. And if you start looking forward or looking too far ahead, I think you lose your focus.
They're just not good, Mike. I mean, they're just not good. Like, you watch them the other night. They lose 20-17. Every time they had to come back, they're always having to, like, every game they're in, they're like the, you know, the Vikings. It's down to the wire. They can never just win a game. They're at home. They're never at home. When they play Dallas, the whole crowd was Dallas. They play, it doesn't matter who they play, the Steelers, whoever, it's always the other team floods the stadium. And their fans are pansy-ass posers. They're not even real. They're cut-out cardboard. They're wax dolls from Madame Tussauds. They have no fans. They're not good. They don't win. They don't cover. How's that for a game plan? How's that for urgency?
5.5 is the number. These two have played some close games over the last few years. Chargers have gotten them a couple times, but it's tough to go against the Chiefs in Arrowhead, Scotty. Real tough to go against the Chiefs in Arrowhead.
And that defense of the Chiefs has blown my mind. Their defense better than their offense.